the light of the absolute being, the light of life in fullness. The nervous system has that ability. It is this nervous system which on the outside has a seeker, inside has the goal. So the seeker finds the goal spontaneously, naturally, automatically. And this is the principle, that we are not required to do anything, only we have to give ourselves to what is to happen. The nervous system is designed to express integrated life, and this is to happen to every man, naturally. The whole human nervous system is designed for the situation of integration in life. The outer life, seeking mind, finds the goal within and then lives the goal. So, whatever is happening by nature, we only have to allow it to happen. What is happening? The light is seeking. Let it seek and find the goal. Only we don't interfere with that natural process of fulfillment that the nature is bringing about. It's the cosmic intelligence which has set up the whole creation. It is that which is responsible for the creation of and evolution of everything. Motivated by that invincible force of nature, the process of evolution is going on and going on and going on. What we do in meditation is put the mind in that natural process of evolution, and the seeker finds the goal motivated by that force of evolution. And that force of evolution has instilled in mind the desire to enjoy more, the desire to know more, the desire to be more. This desire is instilled in the mind by that invincible force of evolution. The impact of cosmic intelligence, so that the soul, having reached this state of evolution, the soul having reached the man's species, may find integration and live integration of life in the world. So the whole process of evolution is designed by that cosmic intelligence. In meditation, we give ourselves to that process and start living the intended state of integration. State of integration intended by cosmic intelligence for every man to live. As long as we are channelizing our desires, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, want to go there, want to do this thing. As long as we are channelizing our desires, so long we are not giving ourselves to the desired impulse of the cosmic intelligence. The desired impulse of the cosmic intelligence for every mind is, for every man is, the seeker should find the goal, because the tendency of the mind is already there to find greater peace, greater happiness, greater harmony, infinite intelligence, infinite energy. So, when the machine is already designed for that infinite, fine, we give ourselves to it. For a little while, half an hour morning and half an hour evening is not much time. For a little while we give ourselves to that cosmic intelligence. Let it work out our integration. And then we leave that integration, and then we start having been in tune with that cosmic intelligence, having allowed cosmic intelligence to design our activity. We then come out more of it incorporated in our individual nature, and then we channelize our desires on the individual basis, work in the world. Work in the world soaked with that divine intelligence, which is the soul which is the soul, I wanted to say, that which has the greatest goodwill for us. There is no other friend who could think of us in such brilliant terms of life as the cosmic intelligence, the mind of the Creator. It wants us to enjoy. God is given the adjective of merciful nature, being merciful, almighty merciful. So, the will of the merciful, great. There is no greater friend than that. And when we incorporate that will in us and act as an individual, we are better off in every way. We enjoy more, accomplish more, get tired less, get rejuvenated more. All this happens by giving ourselves to that Mother Divine, to that force of Mother Divine, that automatic impulse of evolution, that force of Mother Divine, like a mother. It's the desire of the mother to do everything for the child. The child himself does not know what would be good for him, what would be bad for him, or which way he can go, or this. It's the will of the mother, it's the eternal love of Mother Divine for every child of hers that designs the activity so that the child may not suffer. Not only the child may not suffer, but the child must enjoy to the extent joy is possible for him. This is the design of the Mother Divine, or the will of the Almighty God, or the cosmic intelligence, which has naturally set up life on that increasingly pattern of evolution. Increasing pattern of evolution on the most spontaneous way. A few minutes morning and evening, we give our mind to that. Our meditation is just allowing ourselves to that mechanism of nature, to that design of nature, which takes the seeker to the goal, takes the mind to bliss consciousness spontaneously. Any interference in that we have seen it doesn't work. Process of meditation is innocent. Any thought from our side, any desire from our side, any analysis from our side, any expectation from our side, only becomes resistance to it. That's why the proverb has been that you have to be a child to enter into the kingdom of heaven. We, all innocence, giving ourselves to that divine intelligence means giving ourselves to our own nature. We give ourselves to our own nature. Let the mind work out its own steps of march. And what we find is that it has taken a very right course and has started to enjoy the bliss. So in the practice of meditation, all that we do is just sit easy, think the mantra. Thinking the mantra is just leaving the mind active so that it can take the path it would naturally like to take. If we just sit quiet, then we make the mind inert, dull. Picking up the mantra serves the purpose of allowing the mind to breathe. And if it is breathing, it can take a direction. And it would take a direction in that case when we are not directing it, when we are not channelizing the mind in any direction, when we are not desiring nothing, when we are not on the level of meaning, is the value of the mantra. It just keeps the impulse of the mind alive. The mind is just lively, undirected in any direction. And then the mind takes a direction which it enjoys most. And then the direction is naturally towards more energy, more intelligence, more happiness, towards infinite. This is our technique of meditation, that we don't sit easy, and I mean we don't sit idle, but keep the mind alive, pulsating, and then it pulsates in the direction of bliss. Gets on to that. Coming on from that level of infinite energy, intelligence, clear mind comes out, and then we behave intelligently in the world. All behavior in the world is with all vigilance and alertness and dynamism, but the basis of all successful alertness and successful dynamism is our contact, the contact of our individual intellect with the cosmic intelligence at the transcendental consciousness. That gives us a direction, that gives us the right go, and that gives us the ability of doing less and accomplishing more. Doing less and accomplishing more. And that doing less is always in the right direction. This is the great blessing of our system. Shall we try that?